Along the Pacific coast, residents are bracing for another big storm, which is expected to hit today, packing heavy rains and possibly causing more flooding and mudslides. Yesterday, NPR's Elaine Corey visited Sausalito, California, which is north of San Francisco, where hundreds of people who live in houseboats were busy preparing for the storm.
Storms are already being blamed for at least 13 deaths in the western states. Close to 2 million people were left without power, some of them for days. Now, after 2 days of relative calm, another storm is set to batter the coast. These houseboats, many of them lavish 3- and 4-bedroom homes, float atop concrete barges anchored in the mud of San Francisco Bay. They're tied down with chains and a dozen or more rope lines. Yesterday, Harbor Master Michael Seaman took advantage of the break in the weather to methodically inspect all the lines.
They're going to break the worst moment at 2 a.m. in a storm, and we'd rather not get up at that time. So our job mainly is to make sure that doesn't happen.
Seaman and a helper are working on the anchor lines for the biggest boat in this harbor, the marigold-colored City of Seattle. This 150-foot former passenger ferry is now home to two families. For now, the bay is mirror smooth, but Seaman spots what could become a problem.
You can see the boat kind of wiggling just in this calm weather. That means its lines are loose. So in a big storm, it gets really moving. And that movement, all that tons of weight, will put a lot of strain on things and can snap things.
In fact, a line did snap during last weekend's storm. Chris Gershmel, who lives aboard the City of Seattle, was there when it happened. He says the storm was both exciting and frightening. The boat surged and rocked like a huge wounded animal, while all around him the winds howled.
Freight train coming through. You can hear it from one end, and it gradually gets louder and louder until it passes. It's like a tornado almost.
The winds are expected to pick up again today, gusting to 40 or 50 miles per hour. Rick Canepa, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, says the biggest threat from this new front will be flooding.
This one's going to be a strong, impactful storm, particularly in the hills and the mountains, where we will see rain rates approaching near an inch per hour at the height of the storm, with saturated soils already from the previous storms and this incoming rain. Flooding and mudslides will definitely be a possibility in the area.
In the past week, parts of California received more than 2 feet of rain. Floodwaters killed 3 people just north of San Diego when their car was swept down a swollen creek. Canepa warns people not to try to drive through flooded areas, no matter how safe they look. According to the National Weather Service, the torrential rainfall and incredibly high surf fit a typical El Nino winter pattern. Canepa says residents of the Pacific coast should lay in extra supplies and prepare for a long stretch of rough weather, because the next break won't come until Saturday at the earliest. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.